Welcome to 3-Minute Lesson. This week's theme, medical hazards. Today's topic, fenfen. In the United States, obesity rates steadily hovered at around 13.4% until the 1970s. But from 1970 to 1980, obesity rates increased to 34.3%. Today, it is 42.4% and still on the rise. Weight loss became a booming industry, selling newer and easier ways to reverse obesity. Some methods were sound, while others were deceptive, dangerous, and sometimes deadly. Weight loss drugs have been around for decades, but often involve amphetamines. In the 1960s, the serotonin-releasing drug fenfluramine was developed. One side effect of the drug is mild appetite suppression, but it was never used alone for weight loss because it performed poorly in clinical trials. In the 1990s, fenfluramine was combined with phentermine, an already established weight loss amphetamine. This combination was nicknamed fenfen. Phentermine works by releasing norepinephrine in the brain, which interferes with the body's response to hunger signaling and promotes the use of stored fat for energy. Essentially, phentermine induces constant fight or flight mode, which distracts from hunger and mobilizes stored energy. The combination of norepinephrine-releasing phentermine with the serotonin-releasing fenfluramine was thought to make fenfen more effective than either drug alone. In the 1990s, fenfen moved forward for FDA approval. There were already concerns about the addition of fenfluramine as the drug was associated with heart valve disease and pulmonary hypertension, which is high blood pressure in the arteries of the lungs. But in 1996, the FDA approved fenfen without an explicit warning for heart and lung complications against the wishes of its chief medical officer. Pulmonary hypertension is not very common, but dozens of cases arose in those taking fenfen. Approximately 30% of people taking fenfen had abnormal echocardiograms, and about 3% developed heart valve disease. Reports of complications flooded in, and in 1997, just 1 year later, fenfen was removed from the market. In the next few years, 50,000 lawsuits were filed and manufacturers paid out about $20 billion in settlements. Both drugs are still available today. Fenfluramine is used as a seizure medicine and phentermine remains a diet pill. They just won't be combined again. This has been your 3-minute lesson. See you on Friday.